So here's a simple idea for employers. How about we only hire people with clean criminal records around here? Any convictions? Thanks, but no thanks. We only want people of sound judgment at this company. And I mean, who would want to have the criminal types roaming the halls of this great company, right? Well, not so simple. Turns out that with tens of millions of Americans with criminal records, there is no criminal type. And now the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has alleged racial discrimination by discount retailer Dollar General and an American BMW plant. The EEOC alleges that these companies used criminal background checks, which had a disproportionate effect on African-American hiring. African-Americans are just 13% of the population, but they account for 37% of those incarcerated in the U.S. One in three black men will be incarcerated at some point in their lives. Earlier today, we spoke with Michael Meltzner. He's a professor of law at Northeastern University School of Law who helped develop New York's employment law regarding criminal background checks. And Suzanne Lucas, she has 10 years of experience in human resource departments and is now a blogger and writer on the industry. She says that employers might be willing to hire an applicant with a criminal background depending on the job.
If you're asking someone to be in charge of your accounts receivable, when they have a conviction for theft or robbery, that really doesn't work out so well. But if it's something minor and they're not dealing with anything of temptation, then sure, why not?
Michael, if an employer came to you and said, look, we don't want criminals around here. Let's put together an employee regulation that screens in our hiring process for people with criminal backgrounds, what would you say?
Well, it's fine to look into the specifics of the person and the job. It's the stereotyping that all persons with criminal records should not be considered that's the problem. And it has enormous social consequences and financial costs to screen out everyone with a criminal record and not give them a fair chance to either show they were rehabilitated or show that their criminal record has nothing to do with the job. There are estimates that we have over 60 million Americans with criminal records. And many of them are minorities. And so there's a connection between their not being able to get work and recidivism that increases the social cost to them and mostly their families by an enormous amount if you have unfair barriers to employment.
Michael Meltzner, let me just play devil's advocate here. Why isn't it the burden of the employee, prospective employee with a criminal background, to prove that it's not going to affect the job rather than the employer to prove?
Well, it certainly is the responsibility of the ex-offender. But the way things work now, although it's slowly changing in light of our greater sensitivity to the consequences here, the problem is that if the initial contact between the person seeking employment and the job is one of checking a box that says, do you have a criminal record? Well, there's nothing that's going to happen after that. 90% of the job applicants who have to check that box don't get any farther. Hmm. The reform effort here is not you must hire ex-offenders. The reform effort here is look at the specifics. And increasingly, many municipalities in about 10 states are beginning to require that specific look at the connection between the job and the criminal record. Nobody's suggesting that embezzlers get to work in banks. But, you know, the classic situation here is so ironic. It's somebody who gets trained in prison for a particular kind of work, let's say in the classic case, a barber, and then goes out and tries to get a barber's license. And the employer or the state says, sorry, you have a criminal record.
And indeed trained, because there are a lot of training programs that go on in prisons. That's Michael Meltzner, who's a professor of law at Northeastern University School of Law, who helped develop New York's employment law regarding criminal background checks. Suzanne Lucas, in your experience, if someone confronted with the box to check on having a criminal record, who does have a criminal record, doesn't check yes on the box, typically do employers actually check out the story if the prospective employer is actually telling the truth?
There is no typical in the world of employment. Your large companies are undoubtedly going to do a background check. They have companies that they've hired, and everybody gets run through that. So if you're applying to a Fortune 500 company and you don't check the box, you're going to be eliminated when they find out that you have a criminal record, even if they would have hired you anyway, because you'll be eliminated for lying, just the same as you'd be eliminated if you said you had a degree and didn't get one.
So in a sense, Michael Meltzner, you're being punished for being truthful and for cooperating with the system and for paying your debt, regardless of even the racial implications in your view.
Well, that's the catch 22. Yes, the applicant who's savvy feels, well, if I check the box, nothing's going to happen. So maybe I can get away with it. And so in the end, they get denied the job because they didn't tell the truth. But this is why something like 50 cities have suddenly banned the box and said that you can't an employer cannot inquire into the specifics of a criminal conviction record until there's a qualified request for employment.
Suzanne, I'm going to end on this issue here. In your experience, or can you imagine the possibility? We've already alluded to the statistical propensity that people with criminal records are going to be African-American or a member of a minority group in the United States based on our incarceration rates. Can you imagine a situation where an employer would use a criminal record explicitly to screen out African-American employees, actually explicitly saying, here's an easy way to make sure we have an all-white workforce, just screen for criminal records?
I think that is so unrealistic that people just don't do that. Granted, there are, you know, racists here and there that might, but as a general rule, business owners are looking to make money, and if they can make money by hiring you, they don't care whether you're purple, green, black, white, old, or young. What business owners are scared of is that if I hire you with your criminal record, and then you do something that injures one of my customers or one of my other employees, then I'm liable.
All right. So Suzanne Lucas spent 10 years in corporate human resources, now blogs about the industry. Michael Meltzner is a professor of law at Northeastern University School of Law. Michael and Suzanne, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
My pleasure.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.